From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Thursday, May 11th. Might want to keep the umbrella handy. There's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms developing today across the region. A little lesser chance north of the I-64 corridor, but probably won't entirely escape the rain. Look for high today near 78. There was another setback yesterday for efforts to end Illinois' budget stalemate. Senate Democrats attempted a series of test votes on items in the so-called grand bargain, but Republicans refused to go along, saying more negotiation is needed to reach a deal that they can support. Senate President John Cullerton says Democrats have gone as far as they can go in meeting Governor Rauner's non-budget demands. He says Rauner and his team don't know how to govern.
At some point in time, you have to just agree, okay, let's make a deal. And you have to understand the other side and understand how far they can go. And what's at stake here is a disaster after the next 20 days if we don't have any revenue.
Senate Republican leader Christine Redondo says she thinks negotiations should continue. She says the two sides are close to an agreement on the remaining issues, which include freezing property taxes and changing the system through which people injured on the job are compensated. Time is running out. This year's legislative session is scheduled to end May 31st. The Illinois Senate has approved a measure intended to protect abortion rights and expand access to the procedure. The legislation would allow for coverage of abortion under state health care plans to include government employees and women on Medicaid. Senator Toy Hutchinson made what she calls an economic argument for the legislation.
We find that many people who are in this situation cite as their example the need to do this, financial ones, and many of them already have children. So in your pro-life argument, I would ask you to consider that there's not just one life there.
The proposal also seeks to make sure abortion remains available in Illinois should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn the 1973 decision legalizing the procedure. Governor Bruce Rauner has said he'll veto the bill, citing divided public opinion on the question of government funding. That's a departure from statements he made during the 2014 campaign when he told an abortion rights group he supported the ideas in the legislation. Well, Southern Illinois University Carbondale is getting some financial help from its sister campus as the state budget crisis nears its second year. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller has more.
The plan allows SIUC to borrow up to $35 million from SIUE, and it's not without opposition. Leaders like Edwardsville Staff Senate President Kurt Ormischer say Carbondale hasn't cut enough.
But I have heard over and over again that they perceive the Carbondale campus has not acknowledged their financial crisis and has yet to take the same painful actions that the Edwardsville campus did.
But SIUC Faculty Association President David Johnson disagrees.
I keep hearing that SIUC is not cutting enough. But SIUC will be cutting $51 million from our state budget, a cut of about 25% from our 2015 total. SIUE will cut a total of $16 million, a sizable cut. It's about 11% of your 2015 state budget.
In the end, trustees unanimously approved the plan. They say SIU is a system, and because of that, the borrowing is necessary to preserve its overall financial health. System President Randy Dunn says this is yet another example of the need for higher education funding from Springfield. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
A Central Illinois man has admitted to committing bank fraud involving the construction of an apartment complex in Carbondale. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 56-year-old Christopher Creek of Champaign pleaded guilty to submitting fraudulent requests for construction loans to banks that helped finance the project for The Point at SIU. Prosecutors say Creek deposited the checks for the fictitious companies and used the money to pay subcontractors and material suppliers who he still owed for prior jobs. Creek will be sentenced August 9th. He faces up to 30 years in prison. A group of local, state, and federal lawmakers is hoping to take advantage of Cairo's location at the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. Brad Palmer explains.
Representatives from the offices of Congressman Mike Bost, U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, as well as State Senator Dale Fowler and Cairo leaders, met with the Delta Regional Authority to discuss a new port terminal in Alexander County. DRA Chairman Chris Massengill says the officials are seeking a financial commitment from his organization for this massive, long-term project.
Just the site development and infrastructure alone is $8 million. And then you've got the rail facilities that could be another $7 million. The river dock facilities could be up to $10 million. The grain handling facility could be up to $35
million. Massengill says an application for the new terminal must be submitted by the end of this month, so the DRA can review it and determine if it can participate.
The other thing we have to consider is that we have existing ports and river terminals now that need continued investment for upgrade improvements for sustainability. And so there's still some big hurdles to overcome.
Massengill says this is an intriguing project because of Caro's location and the importance of the Mississippi River throughout the DRA's 8-state coverage area. I'm Brad Palmer.
And high water on Carlisle Lake has forced the postponement of the state high school bass fishing tournament. The Illinois High School Association says the event that was planned for May 19th and 20th will now be rescheduled for later this spring. Weather-wise, today we could see some showers and thunderstorms developing mainly mid to late afternoon and primarily along and south of the I-64 corridor. Otherwise, pretty much mostly cloudy across the region. Look for high today of 78. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.